This is Donnie Jackson, Senior Writer for Urgent Communications, and I'm with John Snapp, Senior Technical Officer for Entrato, and we're discussing the FCC's recent proposed rulemaking on Next Generation 911. John, in your mind, was the FCC's action appropriate, and were you disappointed that the Commission did not include a lot of preliminary findings?
I thought it was very appropriate and was very happy to see this NPRM coming out. There's been a lot of discussion recently around Next Generation 911, and also more specifically recently around texting to 911. And the thing that would help the industry a lot is to get some clarity around the direction the FCC would like to see things go. I was very happy to see the NPRM. I thought the quality of it was great. There was a lot of research. The FCC's been making a lot of inquiries around the industry, from the public safety officials to the carriers to the service providers. And so I think there's a lot of insight into the NPRM that they've provided out there. I actually think it was appropriate for them not to put any rules included at this time. I think there's still a lot of, with all the information they've gathered, there's a lot of comments that need to come in from all the parties to see what is the best way to implement something. Hopefully something that will be implemented will be voluntary by all the parties involved, and something more voluntary is the way we get the best solution in the end run.
Very good. Well, now, if I'm a PSAP, should I file a comment in this proceeding? And if so, what items should I consider addressing?
Yeah, I think it's very important for all the parties involved, particularly the PSAPs, to comment on this. I think we've seen a lot of comments by the players of the carriers and the 911 service providers and equipment providers and so on, and a few of the public safety agencies, but I think it's time for them to get their voice in to really see what they would like to see for next-gen 911 and texting, how they feel it may impact their centers, how it may impact their operations. And the only information that the FCC can act upon is comments in the public record. So the more comments we have to get a good cross-section of all the parties involved, I think the better the outcome will be.
That makes sense. Now, from a big picture perspective, how do you see the transition to next-gen 911 happening? Are we going to see a flash cut by PSAPs or a slower evolution?
That's a really great question. I think there's a big misconception around that to get to next-gen 911, there has to be a flash cut. I think it's really a transitional technology to get there. The NPRM's really showed is taking a look and saying we can start slowly. We could start with text. They're looking at text as sort of being in the beginning of the next gen 911. And I believe that really is the case. I mean, what we've had is a 911 network that's been the same for many years with very little change. It uses analog voice circuits to connect and very old data circuits. The beginning of next gen 911 is really the connectivity of IP to the PSAPs. With that beginning, you can start to bring over new services. An easy one to bring over is text into the PSAP. It's a whole new technology, and you can slowly add on pieces at a time. Also, what will be coming with NextGen is a new way of delivering voice over more of a packet method. Having this IP connectivity, and as we start to see new services come in, you can also add on additional ones, such as pictures, video, supplemental data, automatic crash data, cameras coming in, surveillance cameras and the like. So it doesn't have to be a flash cut. You can bring in small services one at a time and get your feet wet and see and have this whole technology evolve to the true next generation 911.
That sounds like a really cool future, and hopefully PSAPs will find the funding necessary to make this vision become a reality. Thank you, John, for joining us, and appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much.
All right.